Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Good to be with you. I am Bart Winkler. Carlos Ortiz alongside. Gordon Damer on the updates tonight. I don't know, man. Timberwolves up 13 with 4 minutes to go. I think you got to be feeling pretty good if you are a Timberwolf fan. Warriors are going to give it everything they got, but I don't know. It's an 11-point game, 4 minutes. We'll keep our eye on this one as we'll bring up the Knicks loss to the Celtics in a moment and take a look at where things are both in the NBA and the NHL. Along with you guys, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Just three quick things that I want to get off my chest regarding things I watched today. Did you see the Superman trailer?
I did.
So we're Marvel guys, yes?
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah, but the Superman movie looks super good.
It does look pretty good. Now, I was having a conversation with Chris Percyinen, which I always butcher his last name except right now. Hawkman's in the trailer. Green Lantern, I believe, was in a trailer. There's a third guy, because I'm a Marvel dude. I'm like, who the hell is this guy? And he's like, oh, that's Mr. Terrific. And I'm like, who? And it's just some dude with a T in his face. So there are some characters I'm not familiar with. But I do I do like the trailer. I love the inclusion of the Superdog.
Yeah, my kid today is like, Superman has a dog? Because we saw the trailer.
Yeah,
we were watching this game. I'm interested in the James Gunn universe that they're making. I am confused about if Peacemaker is involved in
it. Good question.
And then there's Creature Commandos, which was a cartoon, but apparently that's canon. I don't know. I got to figure it out before I see Superman. But if I don't get into the universe, that looks like a very good film.
Yeah, so I hope it's a good standalone movie because I fully intend on not getting into the universe. I can't. I only have enough room in my heart for one universe, and that's the MCU.
I don't know that I'll go to the theater, though.
No, I will. I have one of these movie subscription things. I don't plug them because they don't sponsor us, but I get to go to a couple movies for free a week. Well, not really free. I pay a monthly subscription.
You do?
Yeah, but it's like $25 or something like that, and I can pick four movies a week if I want to go.
Do you think it's been worth it?
If I go to one movie a month, it's worth it. Sometimes I'll go see two, but more often than not, it's maybe one a month. This month was pretty good in terms of my value because I saw Thunderbolts/New Avengers, spoiler alert. I saw The Accountant 2. So, you know, we're on good pace to get some value out of that.
Ironheart.
Is this ever going to drop?
So I think what they're doing is this is a Marvel one now, and it's six episodes, but I think they're dropping three episodes 1 week and three the next.
Yeah.
It's been shot for 2.5 years.
Yeah. Like, what are we waiting for here?
I don't think they're super into it.
I don't think so either.
I don't know where in the canon it's going to fit. If they better not be like something, they better not be like, oh, we intended it for this, but now we're going to put it at the end. I hate when they do that.
Yeah, they're going to have a reference to Kang. That's how old this thing is going to be.
And then the other thing that this irritates me. So last hour, I was talking a little bit about the NFL schedule. And there are enough people that I felt like, oh, we got to defend ourselves here, NFL fans. There are enough people that question why NFL fans care. They say, we already know when our team plays and who they play. We know who they play and where they play. Why do you need to know when? Why do you need to know when? I already know who you're marrying and where you're getting married, but I'd like to come to the wedding. When are you getting married? Why do you want to know that? Well, come on here. We want to know when these things are happening. The thing that it's not that I don't like it. It's just that I feel like these schedule release videos, okay? once the schedule release started happening, a couple of teams started to do schedule release videos. I think one of the famous ones is the Titans asked people on the street to name some of the logos, and people were really bad at it. But now every team is doing some sort of video. They feel like it has to be great. The Ravens did a Severance one, which if you haven't seen Severance, you're like, what? But I love Severance, so now I got to watch it. It's 8 minutes. The Patriots had Dave Portnoy basically just riff for 6 minutes. The Seahawks did like a 90s toy one. The Titans now, they did a like a schedule thing, something about like a drug spoof commercial. But there's 32 teams doing this, and I feel like with this, I feel like I need to know, like, I feel like I need to watch every one of these as part of my job. Here's a part of this Titans one.
Not knowing who and when your team is playing this season, life can lose its luster. For millions of fans suffering from football season withdrawal, or FSW, even relationships can lose their spark. But now, there's Schedule Resi.
Okay, I mean, you get the idea. I mean, we've seen a spoof of these
That's
things.
That's very clever.
I mean, it is clever. But it's 32 teams all trying to outdo each other, and it's like, you got to, they're just all at the same time. I don't know.
Some clearly doing it better than others. Giants were one was terrible.
What was the Giants one?
It was so stupid. It was like one of those reality love shows.
Mm.
And it was like, meet the schedule, and like, you know, they had like these people dressed as a representation of the opponent. So like you had a completely knockoff Dolly Parton to represent Dallas. You had some girl named Destiny, but everybody calls her Dynasty to represent the Chiefs.
Who did the Packers?
Oh, the Packers was like this older, like kind of like aunt to represent the Packers. It was very cringe. Dude, the Packers one, I knew if I sent that clip to you, you'd get pissed off because it was a terrible representation of Green Bay and Wisconsin as a whole. Like, it made no sense. I actually hated it for you, but I hated the video altogether, so there's that.
It was like an old lady?
Not like old, like Betty White, but, you know, like your aunt, you know, an older woman, you know, 60s or so. Just picture your aunt, and that's who they pick for the Packers.
Oh, I found it.
It's awful.
I'm going to play it.
Please don't.
Does she talk?
Yes, they all talk.
I've always been in long-lasting relationships, but now I truly have love. What can I say? I love love.
Okay, so they made her have the accent that we don't. You guys all think we have the Wisconsin or the Minnesota accent. We don't.
Don't you know?
I mean, it's close. How bad is my accent?
I actually don't think you have an accent. And
yeah, I don't.
But the thing is, I also have the same problem. Like, not everybody talks like this from Chicago. Like, we're talking about the Bears. Like, no, I'm from Chicago. I don't talk like that. So I've never heard that accent when I lived there. So these people who are outside of Wisconsin, outside of Chicago, Minnesota, anywhere outside of the Midwest, they do a poor half-ass representation and mockery of what a Midwest accent is, because I've never heard people talk like that.
Yeah, so I mean, there's part of me that does have an accent.
I think you do very well. If you do, you hide it very well.
Well, the O's come out sometimes. That's when you get me. The O's. Some of the O's come out. But, yeah, I mean, could you imagine if I got on here and was like, oh, gosh, there, the Celtics, that's no good for the Knicks there. Yeah, they took one on the chin there. My brother Bobby, not too happy when thrilled with the game there. You know, I mean, you can't listen to that.
I wouldn't listen for 4 hours a night, and I work here.
Yeah, that's what you guys think we sound like. It's atrocious.
We don't sound like that.
Anyway, I feel like I'm building. I feel like I have the I want to make a complaint about all these schedule videos. I just don't have the recipe to do it. I don't have all the ingredients. I'm trying really hard to come up with a complaint.
What's the problem?
I mean, the teams are trying to be clever.
Yeah, some of these videos actually, these teams cooked. So you might be on your own with this.
I think that gets me mad when I see people, they're like, oh, the Chargers Minecraft, dude, they slayed. It's like,
I wouldn't say slayed.
This is a team social media account.
And some social media teams are better than others. Like the Chargers have a great social media team. The Titans, the product on the field sucks, but the product socially, the Titans are great at what they do. So, yeah, every year they get accolades because they deserve it. Because, and you look, you talk about each team trying to outdo each other. Teams like the Giants do it horribly. This year's schedule release video was cringeworthy, was terrible. Last year was completely awful. Some of these social media teams do not have a pulse on the fan base and the team.
I just have a hard time, like, simping for admin. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
That's a great way to put it. It's very funny. Hashtag simping for admin.
Well, I hate when, like, the people behind the social media accounts, it's obviously someone, they're just like, guys, admin needs some ice cream. And, you know, like, they don't show who they are, but they're like, admin. It's like, God, geez, this is so stupid.
Admin really cooked with this one.
Oh, God, I'm so old. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. All right, one other thing I do want to say. Well, I got a specific request for Boston listeners. I'll do that in just a second. We're going to get Mark in here from California. As your Knicks lost tonight to the Celtics by 20-plus. I think one thing that's interesting is when a team goes up 3-1, you feel like you've won. So that when you lose and go down 3-2, you feel like, oh my God, we're going to blow it. I'm here to tell you the Knicks are not going to blow it.
I'm on the fence 100 entirely. So here's where I'm at with this, right? Is because we all said that the Knicks were going to get blown out, right? Me and Marco Belletti also, it's been 25 years for him. I've been with my wife for 15 years, and we've never seen the Knicks in Eastern Conference Finals ever, right? Like, even back when I was a kid, we never saw it. I mean, Knicks went 99, you know, I was 10 years old.
Yeah, and that was a 50-game season.
Yeah, so I was 10 years old. So the thing is here is that last year he blew a 3-2 lead, Tom Thibodeau, right? But last year's team, you can argue, played the heck out of the ball just because of all the injuries, all the up 2-0 against Indiana. You know what I mean? We played our hearts out, right? Now you go in and you add all these pieces and you're up 3-1. If he loses a 3-1 lead with their best player out, he should be fired.
Yeah, but it's just, it's like, not, it, I understand the need to think about this and the natural fan desire. I don't know if you know this, fan is actually short for fanatic, so I understand it, but there's no, this, going back to Boston, having them have a little bit of life back, that seemed more inevitable than we thought it was. Brunson fouled out of this game with 10 minutes to go. I mean, this is not going
not
to happen
that,
in
though,
New
Bart,
York.
But they were up 40-32, and you're like, here we go. Like, this is the Knicks team that they need to push it on them, right? You're up 40-32. Then he subs out the entire team, and we have campaign, and we have Mitchell Robinson, who, by the way, hit all his free throws. Now, I don't know what happened. That needs to continue because that looked amazing, right? I don't know what happened there. Then we have McBride playing like 20 minutes. In my head, I'm like, this is so weird. Mikal Bridges hits his first 6 shots, 7 points in like, in 6 minutes, you're like, what the heck? This is crazy, right? Takes 6 shots, 7 points. And then he misses like 8 straight. And you're like, what the heck? Not only that, but OG Anunoby, by the way, they gave him the biggest contract ever. This is the third time in this series that he scored less than 6 points in a game. So he needs to show up, dude, because not just that, the reason why this Knicks team, Bart, was so amazing was because any given night, any guy can score 20 points. 20, 25 points any night, right? And we're not seeing that in the playoffs because you're playing better defenses and all that stuff, right? But the thing is if we lose, all Knicks fans are like, oh, you got to go home. We're going to win it at home. Should the Dodgers have done that versus the Yankees and just let the Yankees come back and the Dodgers are going to win it in 6? You don't do that. You finish them when they're down. And now you gave them all the momentum. And they play small
ball. No, this momentum's going to last for an hour and a half.
You think so? You think that the Knicks have all the chance in the world to beat Boston in New York?
Okay.
By the way,
when Boston's at home, they get their 3-point home familiarity. You know, Derek White's not going 7-for-13. Pritchard's not going to hit five again on Friday. They right. can't play Porzingis right now. He is like dying, and nobody seems to care.
Yeah.
Okay. What are they going to start? Luke Kornet.
You figured out Luke Kornet.
Luke Kornet is not figured out. Knicks are going to be just fine. You know what's going to happen is they're going to have a big first half. Here, let me take this one. They're going to have a big first half. Celtics are going to chip away a little bit at the end of the second halftime. They'll be about an 8-point lead. You're feeling good. Then the Celtics may even in the third quarter take a lead again, and you'll be like, "Oh my God!" And the Knicks are going to win this game by 15 points.
You're sounding like a Knicks fan, man. Come on over to the dark side. Come on.
No, I'm sounding like a guy who knows what the hell, Mark, he is talking about. With all due respect to Celtics fans, I think you know that is probably the most inevitable thing. And if they do advance, they will have a hard time against the Pacers team, which the Celtics, I believe, are much better than this Pacers team, but you're not going to have Jason Tatum. Now, you don't have Jason Tatum, so this is an opportunity. Man, I'll tell you, this is an opportunity for Jaylen Brown. Could you imagine if the Celtics did win the championship? That would be incredible. Sean Grandy, the play-by-play guy for the Boston Celtics, with 8:28 to go in the game tonight, said that Jaylen Brown is a half quarter away from cementing another brick in his legacy build. So if what he was trying to say was Jaylen Brown is another brick away from building, like if they win this championship without Tatum, Jaylen Brown, that conversation changes big time. But no, the way that it was worded was that Jaylen Brown winning this game to go down 3-2 instead of 3-1 is an achievement that should be mentioned along with his finals MVP award.
Take that, history!
Yeah, outside of that guy, it's one of the dumber things I've ever heard. The Warriors have been eliminated from the playoffs. Timberwolves 121, Golden State 110. We'll have more reaction on both of these games and check in with you guys. 888-710-4ISN. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
I mean, give me a final call, not a damn thesis. Well, he's throwing things against the wall, trying to get it to stick there. God. It's so annoying. Celtics Radio Network. Yeah, not a fan. Please pass it along. Thanks for sticking around. So the Celtics do beat the Knicks tonight, and the Timberwolves just beat the Warriors. So the Timberwolves are advancing. The Warriors are out. More on that game to come tonight. NHL, we got some interesting action. Florida beating Toronto 6-1. To take a 3-2 series lead there. And Edmonton is trying to advance against Vegas, but they cannot score. Now, neither can Vegas. It's 0-0. They played 60 minutes. Nothing.
Okay.
So we're going to overtime in this one. And we'll keep our eyes on that throughout the night. But Celtics get the win tonight, 127-102. It was about as emotional as a 48-hour, as we've ever seen here. That's one small step for Jaylen Brown. That's one big step for the Boston Celtics. Start spreading the news. 127-102 after the game. Joe Mazzulla, head coach. Team came together after their star went down.
Whatever it is that we got to go through, there's no bunch of people I'd rather do it than the guys in that locker room. You know, it's that simple. You know, and they made enough plays to win. Gave us another chance to play.
Jaylen Brown had 26. Derek White had 34. Jrue Holiday with 14. Peyton Pritchard 17 off the bench. Kristaps Porzingis played 12 minutes, made a free throw. He had a point. He was 0 for 3 shooting, and he did not play in the second half. Joe Mazzulla explained why.
He couldn't breathe, and so he was available if absolutely necessary, and so that was just a decision between me and him. He was having just difficulties breathing, but he wanted to be out there, and if we absolutely needed him, we would have been able to go to him and rely on him.
So, can we find out more about what's happening there? The other night, I suspected the other night I brought up the possibility, is it long COVID? And I know that bringing up COVID, I was on the radio during COVID, and the reactions to that were far and wide. We just wanted sports to come back, but there could be, and we don't know, there could be long COVID. Long COVID is basically like the conditions of COVID over time, and then it gets worse. Even if it's not that, you got a guy who's saying, I can't breathe, and we're all just like, huh, so is Luke Kornet going to start game six? I just feel like it should be a bigger deal that Kristaps Porzingis suddenly just can't play and can't work out and can't be physical. Is this a thing we need to worry about for his future? What's going on? Oh, Porzingis can't play. Okay, well, on to the next. No, let's find out what's wrong with this guy. We saw Jason Tatum's injury. It looked terrible. Because it was. Because our brains allow us to, hey, we see this guy get hurt. We know it's bad. We know he will be out a long time. But with viruses, we don't know in the air where the virus is. And we don't know, we can't see inside Porzingis' body. So if he's got to sit out, what do we do? Oh, suck it up, man. He cannot breathe. He didn't come out and say, I'm gassed, I'm tired, I'm not as conditioned as I should be for this level of intensity. Guy says he can't breathe. I don't know. Just feels like it should be a little bit bigger of a deal. And I shouldn't have to be I hope I don't offend anybody when I say, does he have long COVID? Hey, I'm just asking questions. I'll do my own research, but I want to know what the hell's going on here. So without Tatum, without Porzingis, really, they need to focus. And the guys that did play, they did step up. Jaylen Brown said it was a group effort.
It was fantastic. It was a lot of fun tonight. We came out and played team basketball. We got contributions from everybody, and it was fun.
Courtesy TNT, Brown on what the message was to Jason Tatum.
We know Jason was watching. Anything you'd like to say to your teammate?
Yeah, that one's for JT. Get well, bro.
All right. I'm sure he looked at the screen like, Leo, they're talking about me. Derek White had a big night tonight, 40 minutes, 7 of 13 from 3, knocked down 9 free throws. He had 34 points and really was a catalyst for getting things going. He talked about his hot start.
I mean, it felt good. I got really good looks, especially to start the game. And so it's always nice to get those good looks and just shoot it with confidence. So shout out to my teammates for finding me, and just got to rise up there and knock them down.
I cannot see into the future. Hindsight is 2020, 2010 if you're me, and I have my vision. But I think this should have been something that we saw coming. I think we should have felt like this was more inevitable. The Celtics, now they lost the first two at home in the series, but those were games where they blew a 20-point lead. They did not blow a 20-point lead. They have a tendency in Boston, they can go up quick, and they make a lot of threes, and some of their other players step up. And when Tatum's out, and you definitely need those other guys to step up, they're going to try to step up, and they did that tonight. Now, when you're up 3-1, this is how it goes. If you're 2-2 and then it's 3-2, like, the Thunder at 3-2 probably feel pretty good, even though they're going to Denver. It was 2-2, now it's 3-2, but they probably feel pretty good. But when you're up 3-1 and then it's 3-2, well, then you, like, then you're horrified. Because then you're like, oh my God, we're going to blow this. You shouldn't think that way, but I think worst case scenario is in a lot of Knicks fans' head right now. Even Knicks fans that went out on a limb before the series and said Knicks in six are probably chewing their fingernails off tonight. You know, it should be Knicks. This is still on track to your prediction. Again, can't see into the future. It seems like some of the role players or the other guys won't be making the contributions they did tonight. They won't be making that in two nights. They've got their Porzingis issue. They're without, like, the adrenaline of trying to win one for JT. New York's going to have its last chance at home in this series. Timothy Chalamet is going to be, you know, Jenner on one side and the other, and locked into the game, though. Kudos to him. It's hard for me to not believe, like, the Knicks are going to win that game. I understand the concern. Just like if Minnesota would have lost tonight, they'd be 3-2, and then Steph's coming back, and they'd be like, oh, my God. Knicks had a chance to close it out. They didn't. I think at home on Friday, 8 o'clock New York tip, they'll be able to do just that. Eric is in Texas. Hello, Eric.
Hey, what's going on, Bart?
What's up, man?
Hey, I wanted to throw something at you. Follow me real quick. This is going to tie into the Knicks, okay? So,
sure.
In the three major sports, teams that haven't won the chip in a long time, but we have a great season, and then they lose early in the playoffs. That's the Dallas Cowboys in football, the Toronto Maple Leafs in hockey, and I think it was the New York Knicks, too. Do you think that kind of fits them?
I don't know. I think the Knicks are going to be fine. I think they're going to win this series and possibly go to the finals.
Well, if they do like they did in the past, and, you know, like the Cowboys and the Maple Leafs always do, then I'm not a betting man, but if the three-pointers get hot for Boston and they win two in a row and somebody takes plus or minus 750 or whatever it is, I mean, dang. You never know. The NBA's screwy, man. You just never know. I mean, what you think, Bart?
Well, I still think that, and we'll find out Friday, and so we'll be able to discuss it, Eric, and talk about it then, but I feel like the Knicks are going to win on Friday. Talk more about that. Robert in Annapolis, get him in here. What's up, Robert?
Hey, Voices, as always, thanks for taking my call. That caller forgot to mention the Brewers in baseball. Anyhow, hey, did you get the mower running?
You know, I didn't even have a chance. After all that yesterday, I didn't even have a chance to get outside and look at it. I was so busy. Had a very busy
really?
Day. I'm a very busy person. Tomorrow, I may have time to do it, although we're going to get nailed with storms all day, I guess, so we'll see.
Well, cut it before the rains come, and don't forget the primer switch. Anyhow, on Pete Rose, I'll give you my bottom line on this. I had some comments, but the interest of time. Do you know how many individuals will determine if Pete Rose gets in the Hall of Fame?
Isn't there some sort of committee that has to approve
yes.
him on there first?
Yes. It's
was
not
it like
a sports
10 guys?
Writer. He needs 12 votes, 12 out of 6. I think there's 16 on this ERA committee. They used to call it the Veterans Committee. It's not a sports writer thing. Like, they only vote for the players after they've retired within the past 15 or 20 years. I forget the the duration there. But he needs 12 of 16 votes, I think it is, for him to get in. On your comment, you got irritated once again with a Celtics broadcaster. Why don't you take the onus off you? Just put it to the Bardometer. The eight things that irritate its inventor the most. You know, you've commented last night it was some Twitter twit that came after you. You had the kid soccer coach that wanted the score clarified, a tie instead of a loss. You have the basis celebration. And
yeah,
you have
had
a
bad week.
And you have
You know what's number one? You know what's number one? That I got to come up with a GD Bardometer every dang week.
Well, I was going to tell you to actually add another one on Friday night. You just do, or just you and Carlos coming with the sports, I guess I could say this, a-hole of the week based on what happened during the week coming up to that. But I do have a Bardometer suggestion for you, or you and Carlos can discuss this on air. SI's coming out with their swimsuit competition covers. If it was a Bardometer, the eight best covers of the SI swimsuit covers. You know what I'm saying? If you can do that.
I don't know, Robert. Thank you for that. I don't feel like I would be able to do that. I don't feel like I would be able to do that. No, I think I could text Carlos my top eight and just keep it between us girls, but I don't think I can. I don't know. I guess I'll
number eight.
Mm-hmm. Well, Haley Van Lith, I don't think she's on the cover, but. All right, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. More from you guys when we return. Let's get an update. It's Gordon Damer. Couple things I want to tell you right now. First off is that this portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life. The easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Another thing I want to tell you is that the Vegas Golden Knights have been eliminated from the NHL playoffs. No Stanley Cup for them. Edmonton has charged ahead and given them the exit. A 1-0 lead in overtime. I even brought this up because I didn't want to jinx it. But I had a parlay that I've been following where we bet $10 on it to win $7,000, where I needed the Florida Gators to win the men's championship in basketball, which they did, need the Edmonton Oilers to win the Stanley Cup, which they're going to the conference finals, and needed the Golden State Warriors to just get to the finals and win the West. And that would have netted, I mean, it sounds crazy, but it would have netted that much money. And now that dream is dead as Golden State has lost to Minnesota 121-110. Anthony Edwards, a big reason for that. Let me tell you something here, folks. Here's a little stat that was on the broadcast tonight. 1,000 career postseason points, age 23 or younger. Who got to 1,000 points, age 23 or younger? Kobe did it when he was 22. It took him 57 games. Tony Parker did it when he was 23. It took him 61 games. Jason Tatum did it when he was 23. It took him 48 games. Anthony Edwards did it. It took him 37 games at the age of 23, tying LeBron James and Kevin Durant. 1,000 career postseason points, age 23 or younger, as runs that we thought were maybe improbable last year. The Indiana Pacers? Eastern Conference Finals, what? Well, they're back. The Minnesota Timberwolves, Western Conference Finals, what? Well, they're back. And for Timberwolves coach Chris Finch, that was the mission.
Every team goes through a lot, and it's just, you know, everyone wants to rush the process. Everybody wants everything to be great and compare it to what you've done in the past. All that's kind of irrelevant, really, when you have a new team coming into a season. And the challenge we laid down to our guys from day one was quite simple. It was one question. You know, were you a Western Conference Finals team, or were you a team that just happened to make the Western Conference Finals? And there's only one way to prove that. Go out and do it again. And that was our mission all year.
And I love that quite a bit.
Chris sounded Finch like Pete Carroll.
You think so a little bit?
Yeah, sounded a lot like Pete Carroll. I'm like, when did he start coaching basketball?
Really, when you have a new team coming into a season. And
you know what, too? The way he wears his hair, he's got like the gray kind of swirl up top, which I would love to have. What I would love to have is a full head of hair.
Yeah, hair would be nice for you.
From the front, it looks like I am, it's not that I'm receding. Well, I am.
It's an absolute forfeit.
But I have hair. Now, the problem is the back of my head, that spot is getting bigger and bigger by the day. And I can't not wear a hat, because then I look like an idiot. But the more you wear a hat, the more it kind of rubs your hair away. So I think I am going to, I think I'm going to use a product. I don't know which product yet, but now don't all go DMing me what I should do. I'm not being a damsel in distress here. I'm just wondering what product I should use. So,
sales, get on it. Let's get sponsored.
Yeah, sales. Well, it's 11:49 at night my time. I think it needs to be in the afternoon or the morning. Then maybe. Yeah, Barry's in Boston. Barry, what's up?
Hey, how are you, brother?
Good. How are you, Ben?
So we knew the Celtics were going to win tonight.
Pretty really apparent. Know. We knew it.
Yeah. I don't know about Friday. We'll see. What do you think?
About Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, well, for those just joining us, I've spent a considerable amount of time this hour saying I think the Knicks will win on Friday.
All right. All right. Forget about that. Who cares what you think?
Who cares? You asked me a question and then wanted an answer and now no longer care about what the answer
is. It's not the answer that I wanted to hear from you.
Wanted an answer? I gave you the answer.
All right. So
you think Boston's going to win?
Yes, sir. We're not talking about basketball. About basketball anymore.
Okay.
Let's move on to the NFL.
Sure.
We're certainly not talking about how the Red Sox got swept in Detroit because they're terrible. Less than 500. Brazil. Carlos and Bart and Barry from Boston are going to the Brazil game.
All right, bye, Barry. I'm not doing this again. I'm not doing it again.
LA Chargers, Kansas City. I can buy tickets for you and Carlos, $250 each.
No, I don't want it.
And it's on me.
Nope, pass.
You don't want to go to Brazil?
With a complete stranger? I don't want to go to Brazil.
No, I'm not going to be sitting beside you on the plane. We're going to go to the game together.
All right, Barry.
And Carlos is not a complete stranger. Do not insult him like that.
Okay, that was actually pretty funny. Barry, thank you for the call.
Well done.
That was good. Finally, I'm like, where did that come from? Last year, Barry, I mean, every time he would call, he's going to take me and David Shepard to the game in Brazil. And it was Packers Eagles. He claimed that he went and has shown me no photographic evidence. And then one day he was telling me something about his wife. And I said, you're not married or whatever, or his girlfriend. And within 5 minutes, I got a message on my Facebook page of multiple pictures of Barry. So I know he's got the capability if he knows how. We're not doing it again. We're not doing it again. Plus,
I told him to buy me the ticket and send me the confirmation. I'm going to show me something. Let me see.
Well, if you want to go, that's fine.
No, I just want to see that he actually got it.
Yeah, and then we'll sell it. Now I'm thinking I may need to get to New York for the Packer game.
What's that?
I'm thinking I may need to do this.
I don't know why you keep thinking about it. Just pull the trigger on it. Let's go.
So the game's on Sunday. Is it a 1 o'clock game?
Yep.
1 o'clock game. And you would like escort me and like baby me to get there, and so I wanted to like deal with that nonsense.
Yeah. So I have a smaller car. You know, it's a regular mm-hmm. car, but I have a lot of stuff. I have everything you would need for a tailgate and more. So I would actually rent a truck that day so we can all get there comfortably and have all the stuff that we need.
Okay, so what day? Should it be Saturday night or Sunday night? Because then one of the days I would want to, like, completely get bombed in Manhattan with my $30 drinks.
I mean, why not both? I would say that's tough. Let's talk about it on the other side.
What's the NFL schedule the rest of that day? I'm going to check that out. We're going to take a look. All right. We got another maybe Bart and Carlos. What if you and I go to every stadium by the end of the year together?
Management.
Right now we got one. We might get a second. We'll be back. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.